What's good, everybody? It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice, with this week's Time Out. This is where we take a step back and assess the game of life, looking to God for strategies to bring us true success. This week's thought, franchise player. Aaliyah Boston, Connor Bedard, Tyrese Spicer, Bryce Young, Paul Skenes, and Victor Wembanyama. What do all these athletes have in common? They were the number one draft pick overall in their respective leagues in 2023. To get the number one pick overall means that you were pretty bad the previous season. That, or you made a phenomenal trade with a bad team in recent history. Getting this pick is so important and so intriguing that there are often hour-long shows about which team will get the opportunity to pick first. To get the first pick means that your team has the opportunity to turn their franchise around, to gain Hall of Fame talent that will change the way your organization is viewed. Peyton Manning, John Elway, and Troy Aikman led the Colts, Broncos, and Cowboys to prominence in the NFL. The same impact that LeBron's Cavs, Kareem's Bucks, and Shaq's Magic teams had on the NBA. When you think of these organizations, you think of the impact that these players made. That's what makes this pick so coveted. It's the hope of a better day that comes with it. Now, in our world, the Christmas season kicks off with Black Friday. We look for the best deals to fulfill our obligations, to get not just gifts, but the most coveted ones for our family, friends, and coworkers. Giving gifts and being charitable is what the spirit of Christmas is displayed as in our world. Like so many things, though, the enemy has kept just enough of the truth and twisted the rest to misdirect our focus away from God and onto Him. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, Jesus said, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Bumpy Johnson may have given away turkeys at Thanksgiving, but how many families, communities, and generations were destroyed by what he did with the other 364 days in the year? So it's important that our focus in this broken world and during this time is on why we celebrate this time of year. Why is Jesus' birth so important in the life of a believer? It's because it's the fulfillment of the promise. God's promise to Eve in the garden. We see that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where God says, "And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "A virgin will conceive, and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us." If you look at it the way that it's supposed to be said, it's with us, God. Jesus is the key that reconciles us, and God doesn't even want a word between us and him. When we look at Joseph, the Passover, Abigail, Jonah, and Isaac, all of these were types and shadows. Jesus, he's the real thing. He is the promise. Christmas is not about the items that we get, whether it be tools, clothes, jewelry, a car even, or electronics. It's about celebrating the greatest gift of all, fellowship with the Creator. The selfless gift to restore what we destroyed. Not only did Jesus die for us, but he lived to provide the perfect example of how we should live. Satan, the Antichrist, said to Jesus, "I'll give you everything if you worship me." And he says the same thing to mankind, where Jesus gave up everything so that you and I could worship him. So here's the play. The promise is why we celebrate. Jesus came to take away the sins of the world. If we believe in him, we can receive this gift that changes more than a team, more than a city. This gift changes the world. It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice with this week's time out. Happy holidays to all and Merry Christmas from MTMV Sports. Until next time, ready, break.